The Hawk, 101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
You're listening to a show called Dangerfield on 101.5 The Hawk FM. I'm Mary, and tonight my guest is Sarah Beck, also known as Pink Nasty. She's a singer-songwriter from Lawrence, Kansas, and currently living in Austin, Texas. She has recorded 3 full-length albums, 2004's Mule School, 2006 Mold the Gold, and 2010's Pink Nasty. Her sound's a mix of pop country vocals and songwriting that blends soul, rock, and folk, a sound which she has referred to as neurotic pop. So welcome to the show, Sarah. So happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here with you.
Cool. Well, why don't we start off the show with a song of yours called Sandstorm Temper off your last release, and then we'll come back and we'll chat, okay?
Sounds good.
Myself, your face is frozen up from what I told you, just trying to keep you off the shelf.
Sandstorm Temper by Sarah Beck, also known as Pink Nasty. Sarah joins me tonight on Dangerfield. And we were just having a quick chat before we came on air, and I was saying to Sarah that I was a little bit nervous to interview her because Sarah and I have been pen pals for 16 years and never met before in person. We met on the wonderful website MySpace.com. So back in the day...
See, I thought we met on Bumble, Mary, but if we met on MySpace, then that's all the better.
So your brothers had a band called The Kevins, and I used to do this thing with MySpace where I think I ended up following about 1,000 people in total, but it wasn't friends, it was music. So I would go to like kind of different cities in America, and I would try and figure out the best music in all those cities. And that's how I ended up meeting a lot of my kind of current friends. And so meeting you and your brothers online, you guys used to mail me music as well. So you know, artists such as Danny Pound, all your albums, the Kevins, and it kind of was like, you know, the step after people trading tapes and before, you know, people kind of just stopped really trading music and more just kind of putting it out there. But yeah, so you grew up in Lawrence, Kansas, and so your first album that you put out, you had the gentleman I referenced, Danny Pound, I think like half of his band played on that album. Is that correct?
That is so correct. However, Mary, I'm from Wichita.
You're from Wichita?
Yeah, I'm from Wichita, Kansas.
No way. Well, yeah. I'm glad I'm interviewing you because I didn't know that.
Yeah, Wichita is so shitty. It is so, it's just so ugly. And it, well, I mean, you know, it's just, it's kind of a shitty. So we would go to Lawrence for fun.
Okay.
And then we would do music up there because we just had to get away from Wichita. And that's like, I think it's about a 2.5 hour drive from where I'm from. But yeah, Lawrence is awesome. Have you ever been there?
I've been to Kansas. I went there for work once. And I think I've like driven through it a bunch, like just kind of like for like traveling and stuff. But I've never really gotten like into the scene there. But there sounds like there's a whole bunch like of great musicians that come from there.
There's a lot of talented people up there.
And have you ever been to Toronto?
No, I would love to go. I'm not allowed in Canada. So it's kind of like a bunch of different arrests type situation for Mary. I'm kidding. No, I would love to. My record is so clean. You have no idea. I would love to come to Toronto sometime.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I remember like we almost met at, I think it was like CMJ. Is that what it's called in New York?
Yes, up in New York. Yes, yeah. I forgot about that.
I missed seeing you, and I remember I was so bummed. And yeah, that was like that was years ago. That was
That was a long time ago.
So back to Lawrence, Kansas. So we were talking about Danny Pound and yourself, he's a beautiful musician. So why don't we play a song off of Mule School called High and Lonesome? Was a cover of Danny Pound's song called High and Lonesome, sung by my guest tonight, Sarah Beck, who also goes by the name Pink Nasty, and it's off her album called Mule School. So you also opened for Land of Talk, right?
Yes! And you know her!
Yes, Lizzie and Bucky. And I think at the time, was it Chris? Yeah, so was that in Austin when you did that?
That was in Austin. That was at the Parish. That was probably one of my favorite shows that I've ever played because I am such a fan of hers and she was so nice and so cool and that was just, it was like a dream come true. It was so fun, Mary.
Well, because I feel like you guys, like, are very kind of, like, not that I know you very well, but, like, just kind of, like strong women who are, like, just, like, making your own path, you know? And, yeah, she's super cool. And
she seemed so cool. And it was just, and I love so many of her songs. And yeah, that was just, I don't even know how that show happened. I don't know how I got on it. I might have, maybe I was just like begged somebody, but, yeah, God, she's so cool.
Like, so her lyrics, actually my favorite song of hers is called Summer Lakes, and there's a beautiful lyric in it. And actually that song is written about, it was a love letter from her dad to her mother that I think she found. And so the lyrics are from there.
You know what? I think a long time ago, it was probably on MySpace or maybe Facebook. You told me that. You said it was from someone wrote, I'll love you like I love you, and yeah. Then I'll die.
Yeah.
And I love that. And thank you for telling me that, because you're right. That's one of my favorite too. And that's just, it's so sad, and but so pretty. Such a cool lyric.
And so here's a question for you. So you have such a great eclectic mix of covers that you do, like everything from Usher to ELO to the Ronettes to Michael Hurley. For those who are just joining, I'm talking with Sarah Beck, and she's got incredible covers. Actually, let's play Let It Burn, which yes. was put on so many of my mix CDs. Yeah, so let's listen to that.
Burn for me to say this, but it's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming, but we've been falling apart. Really want to work this out, but I don't think you're gonna change. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby. Plus there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should let it burn. Sending pages I ain't supposed to. Got somebody here but I want you. Cause the feeling ain't the same. For myself calling her your name. Now tell me, do you understand? All my feelings, do you feel my pain? It's the way I feel. I made a mistake, now it's too late. She ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Ooh, and I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days, 14 hours. I'll be burning till you return.
Usher's song Burn, sung by Sarah Beck, who goes by the stage name Pink Nasty. She's an Austin-based musician, and she joins me tonight on 101.5 The Hawk FM on Dangerfield. So we're going to play a triple set of songs now, and we're on the theme of covers, amazing covers that Sarah has done. So first we're going to play her cover of I'm on Fire by Springsteen. Then we're going to play a duet of her and a gentleman named Danny Pound, a Lawrence, Kansas-based musician, of the two of them singing the Ronettes' Be My Baby. And then lastly, we're going to end it off with her singing a cover of Michael Hurley's In the Garden. So this is Sarah Beck, a.k.a. Pink Nasty, singing some of the best covers you'll ever hear.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go away and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? Can he do the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you
like to hear.
Let's do it again.
Hand clap. One more time.
Be mad. Refrain.
Stream of all the people, there was no one ever coming. I lay on my side, you was laying right beside me. And the stars, they was coming and blinking.
You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk FM, and the show is called Dangerfield. My guest tonight is Sarah Beck, an Austin-based musician who goes by the stage name Pink Nasty. So those were three covers in a row that she has done. The first was I'm on Fire, a cover of Bruce Springsteen's song. The second was a duet with her and a gentleman named Danny Pound, singing the Ronettes' Be My Baby. And the third one was a cover of Michael Hurley's song In the Garden. So, Sarah, did you also do, was it an R. Kelly cover?
I did it with Will Oldham. We did Ignition.
Okay.
Not the remix, but for a lot of those live shows we did, it was Ignition. And then, I don't know, can you even say R. Kelly anymore? I don't know. we should bleep, you know, blank bleep. But he was a huge fan of R. Kelly. Actually, my brother Ted got him into, like, I think he sent Will like a mix of all of his songs, and then he got really super into it through Ted's introduction, I think. And yeah, we did Ignition like every night on tour.
And so you toured with Will Oldham, Bonnie Prince Billy. Yeah, and so you just referenced your brother Ted, who was known as Black Nasty, and you did a tour, I think it was like in 2006, and you and Oldham did one of the most beautiful ballads I've ever heard. I always play it for people. It's like this really beautiful kind of back and forth call to each other, but the lyrics make it just so like punchy and like beautiful and hilarious at the same time. So actually let's listen to that, because I think it's like one of my favorite reflections on kind of just like the complications that can occur in love.
Lots of complications, especially like with me, lots of complications, Mary.
So this is Don't Ever Change with Sarah Beck and Will Oldham.
Time fades, la la la, love fades, moon moon, no music fades. Go. I gave you my heart. Some money, and you took out the trash. I asked you out on a date, but you said no, 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 no.
We just heard Don't Ever Change, was it done quickly? Was it like tell me a little bit about recording that, like in the studio, what that was like?
Yes, so Black and I were out at Paul Oldham's farm, And I had toured with Will, and then we thought he would be perfect to do the male part of that song, who originally it was Black and I that sang that song together. We wrote it in the basement in Wichita, Kansas, and we were just kind of like throwing like silly one-liners at each other. And I think we did that one like off the top of our heads, like just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So we thought Will would be perfect for it. So Will drives out to the farm from Louisville, and he recorded it so quickly. And Ted knows how well we both know how well Will can sing. So Ted was just like, no. Like, let's do that a couple more times. Let's get your best performance. So he made him do it a few takes of it, which kind of like made Will do a better and better performance like each time, and kind of like showing off like his vocals more and more each time. And I love the way he sang it. And he doesn't really know how it's going to sound. So he kind of wings it, but he does such a good job with winging it. And we're both super proud of how it turned out. And I'm glad that Black was like, let's do it again. Like, let's try again.
And were all the takes different, or like?
Yes. Well, like I said, the first one was kind of, it just was kind of like a toss off. So, and it meant so much to us that we were just like, you know, we love the song so much that we were like, okay, you gotta do it. You gotta serve it the right way. You gotta serve it the right way? Perform it the right way. I think that's what I'm looking for. Like, do it justice, because we love the song so much.
Have you ever heard of a gentleman called Terry Callier at all? He's kind of an older gentleman, and he did a duet with a woman named Beth Orton, and they covered this Richie Havens song called The Dolphins. And he said to her, I'll sing like you and you sing like me. And that's how their voices kind of merged. So like, she sang kind of imagining how he would sing. And it's a really beautiful, I remember just like reading that, and I thought it was such an interesting approach to kind of like how to duet.
That's amazing. That's a good way to do it. Like to like, you kind of imitate me and I'll imitate you.
Yeah.
You know that song I wrote, Golden Smoke?
Yes, yes.
I did that as like that tour I did with Will. Joanna Newsom opened up like 5 shows, I think. So I was trying to write a song like how she would write a song. So I get what you're saying. And it's such a cool approach to everything, because it's just like, how would this person do it? And it can kind of like, can kind of change everything. Helps change your mindset, that's for sure.
Dragon wings and waiting for that little thing you tell me.
Something to make you change the way you think about it.
was a song called Golden Smoke off of Pink Nasty, a.k.a. Sarah Beck's 2006 album called Mold the Gold. Sarah is a Nashville-based artist who joins me tonight on Dangerfield. So let's now listen to another song off her debut album, Mold the Gold. And it's another song that she sings with a gentleman called Bonnie Prince Billy, a.k.a. Will Oldham. We heard a song that the two of them sang a little bit earlier tonight. So let's listen to this song of theirs called BTK Blues.
It's early evening. I guess I'm headed back home. There's nowhere else to go. The movie's sold out, and all the lanes are full. Must be a big night. We could go to Starbucks and talk a lot of shit about people we don't know now. We'll probably live in New York. Do I look the same?
BTK Blues, that's kind of a story about like something that happened in the news. But then you also have songs that are more about your own life. So what kind of like drives the narrative of how you write songs? Like, would you say you write more about, you know, stories that you observe or stories that happen to you directly?
Probably more directly. And it's probably just always kind of feeling like kind of nervous, kind of insecure, kind of just all the things balled up into one.
And then do you, like, do you write kind of like on your, like, iPhone, do you record or do you write lyrics down, or how does that work?
That's a good question. I will, like, hum melodies into my, you know, the recorder on your iPhone.
Yeah.
I'll hum into that, and then lyrics, I'll text them to myself if I think of something really good, but I don't think I have to work at the lyric stuff. Melodies come pretty easy, but, the lyrical stuff is kind of hard for me. So I'll text myself. So it'll go like that. Or sometimes I'll think of something kind of neat, and then that will kind of start something. That song Split the Diff off of, Pink Nasty, that I wrote by a drum, like hearing a drum beat. So that came from a drum beat that turned into a guitar part. Then the lyrics kind of came pretty easy on that one, but it's hard for me, Mary. Like the, it's like I can sound kind of corny or just kind of like too girly. So I try to like omit certain things from it.
No, I think that you have like an ageless style, you know, it's own thing. When you were growing up, like what was the music that you listened to in your house? Was it like oldies? Was it modern? Or like what kind of music did you guys share at the house?
It was jazz. My dad,
really?
My dad's a huge music lover and had all the Blue Note jazz albums and CDs and that would be the most predominant thing. It was just, he always has music playing, and I love that. There's never like not music playing, and it was just always jazz, and it was always nice because it's relaxing and you never get bored listening to it, and it was just nice to always have the house filled with music, and that's what I like on my Alexa or whatever. I'll just say play jazz, and it's just so nice because it's pleasant to listen to, and it's just, it reminds me of my dad so much that I find it really relaxing. And then like when I go home now, like when I just went home for Christmas, my brother John, from the Kevins, he likes to listen to classical music. So he just kind of has that going, and then that's going on in the upstairs, and then on the middle floor, my dad's listening to jazz. And then like in the basement, my sister's watching Elf. So it's like classical jazz movies.
Great.
So
when did you start your first band?
It was not me. I was playing music, and my brothers were really terribly singing over the music I was recording.
And do you have your earliest kind of demos of your stuff?
You know, I got to somewhere, and if I find them, I will send them to you because it's real bad. And you need to hear it.
I would love to. And so you made some fun videos in your day. You made like some cool ones. And I think, did your brother film them? Or you've got a couple of great ones. Do you visualize kind of like what stuff might look like? Are you like a visual person where when you're writing songs, you kind of map out like what the videos could look like? Or is that something that you're less drawn to?
That's something I'm less drawn to. That was all Ted, like the Sandstorm Temper one and got the Away Message video. He kind of just was like, this is what I see for these songs. And I love what he, you know, they're just so weird and quirky and
totally.
Super inspired by Pavement, I would say, like especially Away Message, because that's one of our favorite bands.
What's your favorite? Like you have to do like an acoustic set. Let's just say if you're doing an acoustic set, what songs would you pick? Like, do you have kind of like a set of your favorite songs from each of your albums that you put together in a set?
I think my first album, I don't like very much. There's like, I think I do like 6 Feet Deep in Love. So that is one I would always keep. And then Mold the Gold, I've done acoustic sets, and it's hard because it can get kind of boring to play slash and to listen to, I feel like, for people. So that's a hard show to do, like the acoustic stuff. I think I Don't Know comes off well acoustically. Split the Diff comes off well as an acoustic set. Take It Back, Sandstorm Temper.
Well, let's listen to another song of yours, maybe 6 Feet Deep in Love.
Yes.
Cool. This is Sarah Beck on Dangerfield. By Sarah Beck, who also goes by the name Pink Nasty. So, Sarah, for your new album that's coming out soon, are you going to go by the name Pink Nasty still?
It'll be Pink, yes, it'll still be Pink Nasty. And then my friend Don, who I did it with, he's El Cento. So it's going to just be, I think it's going to be called Pink Nasty meets El Cento.
Cool. And when is that coming out?
Gosh. I honestly don't know. I hope sooner than later because I really, really love it.
I got a sneak preview of the album and it's so interesting and like such a new direction for you in a little bit of a way, but like so next level amazing, and I can't wait for people to hear it. It's like worth waiting for.
That's so sweet. Yeah, because you know my whole catalog, and then hearing this album, Pink Nasty Meets El Cento, did it sound like it was it cohesive with the other stuff, or was it just...
It sounded like an evolution. It didn't sound like at all like the other stuff. It sounded kind of like experimental, almost like a little bit of like jazz sensibility, if that makes any sense. Like very
kind yes.
Of like, there's certain songs where it's like that You Can't Have Me song, which is just like, you know, I think that that's like such a hit. And it was an album. Like I look forward to people putting it on and hearing the whole thing, you know?
That is so sweet. Yeah. Don Cento, my one of my good friends who I wrote, we wrote the album together. He is like a trained like jazz musician, and he's into, so you're right with the jazz, with what you're saying there. And then just, he's so talented and so good at the guitar and such a great guy. And we had such a good time making that album together. And you're right, I love You Can't Have Me. And Britt Daniel of Spoon it's a duet between him and I. And I was like, if we can make this happen, Don, this would be amazing. And I think because it's a pandemic, that's how we made it happen. Cause I don't think he would have said yes otherwise. So bless COVID for that. I'm glad you like it because I haven't, you know, I haven't done anything in a long time. I mean, I have, but just nothing that's ever come out. So it's scary.
And so did the pandemic kind of prompt you to do that or like what?
Well, with the record Dawn and I did together?
Yeah.
No, we had started it and then we had started it before, and then that happened. So we had to take a break for a while, and then we just slowly got it all back together.
And where did you record it? In Austin?
We did. Yes. We recorded it at Don's home studio here in Austin. And so we had session players come in to like to record the tracks with us. But the whole time it was just Don and I that did everything together. So it really just feels like ours.
What was your writing process like together? So how do you guys create together?
Well, we hadn't seen each other in a while, and he came into the store I work in and we reconnected, and we were like, we should get together and play some, just like play music again, like we used to, cause he was in my band for a few years. And, we just like, I went over to his house and like that day we wrote a song that's on there. It was Summer Flex that we wrote that day. And we were like, oh shit, we should just like, let's just keep writing songs until we have a bunch that we like together. And he would, he's such a great musician. He would be playing the guitar and I would start humming something. And then I would come home and work on lyrics and then come back. And it was just so fun and so easy. And just like, it was so great. And I was like, let's do more music together.
Well, I'm super excited for all the music that lies ahead, and really excited for people to hear that new album of yours that's going to come out hopefully this year. And so thank you so much, Sarah, for being on the show tonight.
Mary, I love every second of talking to you.
Well, let's end off the show with a song of yours called Prince Pavement. And so thanks again to Sarah Beck, aka Pink Nasty, for joining me tonight on Dangerfield.